Well, last night, Mitt Romney told a TV station in Nevada that he misspoke when he told CNN that he isn't concerned about poor people. The Republican candidate will spend this election year defending himself against accusations that he's a wealthy elitist. Yesterday, he picked up an endorsement that may not help with that challenge. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
As political optics go, it's probably not the best image for Mitt Romney to stand side by side with the man who made this a household phrase.
You're fired.
Romney has been accused of making a fortune by firing people. Nevertheless, there they were in the Trump International Hotel and Casino, Mitt Romney and the Donald.
It's my honor, real honor, and privilege to endorse Mitt Romney.
Throughout this race, the real estate mogul and reality TV star has done what he does best. Get attention. Donald Trump questioned the president's birthplace long after it was proven that Mr. Obama was born in the U.S. He flirted with running for president himself and even ranked first in the polls for a while. Now he's throwing his weight behind Romney.
He's smart. He's sharp. He's not going to allow bad things to continue to happen to this country that we all love. So, Governor Romney, go out and get him.
Romney emphasized that this endorsement is just one of many.
I'm so honored and pleased to have his endorsement, and of course I'm looking for the endorsement of the people of Nevada.
Polls suggest that endorsements do not make much difference to voters, and in this case it could actually hurt Romney. Trump represents opulence and conspicuous consumption. Romney is trying to fend off accusations that he doesn't care about the poor. When Romney held a rally in Reno later in the evening, he did not mention Donald Trump at all. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Reno, Nevada.